Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
As a side note, I'm looking at a donkey right now and his dick is hanging out. Now I get where the term donkey dick comes from. I'm going to masturbate when I get home tonight. Maybe today, first thing. I'm just gonna knock it out because I know I'm always happier when I'm tumming. I think men like to jack off because it's a really good stress reliever. I'm going to have to try to tap into that this week. I think what I'm going to do to take the edge off is masturbate, and I might even try masturbating in the car while I'm driving. I've heard stories. My friends have done it. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries. I'm Layla. Well, just a little heads up here. I'm actually doing this podcast from my car, not because I'm on the road yet. No. I'm just actually trying to make the best use of my time. I have to sit in the car here for a bit, but I wanted to see and get an idea of what it sounded like. I have done one car podcast before. I did one with Mickey, the first one we ever did. I forget the name of that. That was several years ago, maybe two years ago. Anyway, we did our podcast from the car and I think I remember the audio sounding just fine, but I need to get used to it and I need to practice since I've got my road trip coming up. Oh my gosh, guys, let me tell you something. Mama is stressed. Oh my gosh. I am definitely, how did I put it to Mr. Big the other day? I said, he's like, how you feeling? How's it going? I said, I go from sheer panic to sheer terror to, okay, I've got this. And that runs on a loop and it goes like every day, all day. And it's like a wheel. It just keeps going and going and going. There's moments where I'm like, great, I'm good. I'm okay. Yep. Okay. Things are looking good. I feel like I'm on schedule. I'm crossing the shit off my list. Like, think this is happening. Then I have my moments of just like, oh, I don't know. Am I going to be able to get all this stuff done in time? And then I'm like, oh my God, fuck, this is all going to blow up. What if I can't get all this shit in my pods? What if the movers don't show up? They said they would. They're supposed to. What if they leave me high and dry? What am I going to do? I mean, just, you know, I'm playing this like la, 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 continual loop. And then I'm like, no, don't worry. Don't sweat it. You got this. And then it all kind of starts all over again. Anyway, I told him that and he said, well, welcome to real life. Welcome to the real world. And I'm like, what? Somebody should have fucking told me this. Why is it like this? No, it's not like this in Layla land. This is why I stay in Layla land. It's a very lovely place to be and to spend your life because usually most things are hunky-dory. By the way, as a side note, I'm looking at a donkey right now and his dick is hanging out. Now I get where the term donkey dick comes from. Holy shit, it's big. Horse dicks are big too, but donkey dicks, for their little size, they're packing quite the piece. I think this donkey's come making its way over to me. Maybe hears me talking about him. Anyway, well, he's sort of appropriate for the show. Yes, you can come on over, sir. I like you. Pepe. We'll call you Pepe. Okay, guys, let me just give you a few updates about the road trip. Since it's all I've been talking about, I am basically, today's Tuesday, I am taking off a week from today. So yes, my stress levels are high, but I'm also very excited, very emotional. Saw my family over the weekend. It really hit me when everybody started crying as we're leaving. And I just went, oh my gosh, okay, this is real. And I thought, should I be crying too? I didn't cry, but I've cried so much just randomly over random things. And when I feel stressed, I'll start crying. So maybe I don't know. There's something weird going on. I'll have to just delve into that later or maybe get some counseling about it when I get to Florida. And hopefully the rates are cheaper there. Anyway, so, okay. My email's going out today, guys, with my link to my drive route. So if you're on my mailing list, be watching for that. It'll allow you to follow along. I don't know at this point how interactive it's going to be. I can see myself pinging along. It's a little microphone, so you can actually see where I'm driving and how, you know, where I am in the actual trip. I don't know. I'm practicing with someone to see what they can see on their end. It's getting a little dicey and I don't have a lot of time to troubleshoot. So worst case scenario, you may just be able to see my drive route. Also check my social media if you're not on my mailing list, because you can check it there and see where I'm going. If you have suggestions for me about great places to stay, restaurants I should eat at, or you want to jump in the car and podcast with me for, you know, just do a quickie. We can have a quickie. Get in the car with me. Let's have a quickie. It'll be fun. Then you need to email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, or go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and leave me a voicemail and we can hook up. Okay? Well, not hook up. You know what I mean. I don't know. If I like you, maybe we would hook up. Who knows? I'm going to get to that later. Hookups are coming later in this podcast, or lack thereof, as it's presenting itself. Okay. My playlist on Spotify is going to be up today too. So there'll be a link for that in the email, and that goes out if you're on my email list. If you just want the link, again, just email me or voicemail me and I'll send it out to you. I would love, guys, I have 2,200 plus miles of windshield time. I would love a great playlist. So it should be on Spotify and it's collaborative, so you can add your best road trip songs on there. Please, nothing like sad, nothing sad. Don't tug at my heartstrings. I mean, I love a good sad song, but I need something that keeps me up, motivated, and peppy. I'm sure I'll probably have a few little private cry moments, cry baby moments in the car, but I don't need anybody adding to it with some sad songs. So let's try to keep it upbeat. All right. Okay. Also, hey, one other idea. I thought this was super clever. One of my listeners who is always great at interacting with me, his name is Thomas. He suggested that I take phone calls from the car. So like if you can't meet with me, that I could take phone calls. And it was a great idea. He said, offer to do phone calls and if you make a donation, and then I can donate that money. So I do have a link on my website, curiousgirldiaries.com, donate. If you'd like a 30-minute phone call with me, if you make a $50 donation, I will get on the phone with you and we can schedule that. I'll send you a link to my scheduler and you can pick a time that works for you and we'll be all synced up, which that would be fun too. If you can't make it to jump in the car and meet me personally, hey, talk me through my trip. It'll be fun. We can talk about whatever you want. I thought that was such a lovely idea and I have to give credit to Thomas for that. And I will donate the proceeds of that, guys, to a charity. I have two favorite charities. One is Jordan's Guardian Angels, and the other one would probably be animal related. I don't know which one, SPCA, ASPCA. I'll find a good one. I might pick a new Florida one. Anything that has to do with helping animals. I like animals and kids and old people. The underserved, right? So there you go. Okay. I want to get through some questions now that people have been asking me, just so that I stay on top of this and I don't get too far behind, because I know I'm pretty much going to be out of the box on a lot of stuff when I'm driving 12 hours a day. I'll be exhausted. I already had to forego my crazy idea that I was going to learn how to do sensual massage while I'm road tripping. No, I'm going to be tired, bone ass tired. I need somebody who's massaging me. Not, I'm going to drive 12 hours and then let me massage you at the end of the day. No, I had to get realistic about that one. Okay, this is from Jake. He says, good evening. My name is Jake. I'm on my way to a job site and I'm not sure how I ended up on this podcast. However, I'm not upset. I'm about 17 minutes into your last Fuck Before I Go episode, and I look forward to listening to them all. I don't know what else to say as far as what or if you want to know anything about me, but your podcast seems amazing, so thank you. Jake, thank you. I love getting feedback from you guys, and if you appreciate the podcast, don't be shy about shouting it out and letting me know. You can email me like Jake did or voicemail me. It's either way is great. Jake, I already know you have what I need to know about you is that you definitely have good taste because you like the Curious Girl Diaries. And I want to tell you, Jake, that the best way to listen is to start at the beginning, because it's a whole series and you get to see me go through all these gyrations, all these ins and outs of how I got to where I am and the way it all unfolded. So definitely go and start at the beginning if you want. Some people just, I know most people like myself, I'll be honest, when I listen to podcasts, I usually, because I know it's not a series, mine is what I consider a series, I just pick the titles that I like. So, which is also makes me mindful of trying to pick good, make good titles so that you guys can kind of pick wisely so that you don't have to listen and go, no, not really what I was looking for. But thank you so much, Jake. I appreciate your feedback and I can't wait for you to send me more feedback as you listen more. All right, take care. The next one is from Tammy. Hi, Layla. I recently discovered your Curious Girl podcast and needed to say thank you. Your honesty, curiosity, and openness has really helped me understand my own desires and emotions. I'm just starting my journey as a sub and exploring BDSM, multiples, etc. I feel like I've learned something from every episode I've listened to. Your Pillow Talk episodes are so raw. They moved me. Episode 68 about your face fucking was actually really important to me too. Your perspective really helped me enjoy myself and to explain to my Dom what I find enjoyable. He watches a lot of porn, but I'm just a regular girl. We're finding our pleasure zones. Anyway, I truly admire you and your ability to connect with your diverse audience. Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. Oh my gosh. I'm feeling the love today. Thank you. And I kind of need it. I got to tell you, because I'm in packing, moving my life across country hell right now. I'm a major stress ball. So I just appreciate this so much. Tammy, you know what I'd recommend for you is go back about year one. And dang, I wish I knew that, could think of the titles of the episodes off the top of my head. Year one, maybe it was the V word. I think it, the title was the V word. And that is year one. And then also BDSM, My New Happy Place. Listen to those episodes. If you listen to the earlier seasons, you really will get an idea for what was going on with me, how I was struggling a little bit, and just all the little road bumps I hit with finding my way to BDSM and embracing my submissive side and really letting go and enjoying that. And I think a lot of that will resonate with you and you might find it really interesting. So if you go and listen to that, and then in particular too, listen to the episodes with Cowboy Ann and I, then you get an understanding for our dynamic, because we talk a lot about what's between us and how we, what the parameters of our dynamic are, because they're unique for everybody. So you just may get some good ideas, inspiration, things you didn't think of. I think it might be helpful because it sounds like you're kind of, you know, you're trying to feel your way through it too. So best of luck. Do keep me posted, Tammy. I always love to hear from listeners. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Bruce. Hi, Layla. How do we get on to the text group or DM you? Thanks. Bruce, I'm sorry to tell you, I know you must have caught that from an older episode. The texting group is no longer. I haven't officially shut it down, but I'm going to, because I'm going to be starting my Patreon. And if I have a texting group and, you know, voicemails and emails and the Patreon, it gets really hard to efficiently keep track of everybody. So I kind of have to limit it to a few places that are, you know, I guess easiest for me to interact with everybody. And so that's the thought there. So sorry about that. But you can always leave me, even better than the texting really, is leaving me a voicemail. Go to the website, curiousgirldiaries.com. And there's a tab on the right-hand side, pink tab. You'll see it. Can't miss it. It's on every page. And you can just leave me a quick voicemail. I get back to you. It's a little more fun. I get to hear your voice and, you know, you get to hear me responding directly to you. So give that a shot. Okay. And then, oh, here we go. Here is Thomas with his suggestion. I will read to you what he sent in to me. How about offering blocks of time for some 10 to 15 minute phone calls with you during your road trip? If you want to monetize it, you could, or offer to donate money raised for each call to certain charities. I'd pay to talk to you. Thank you, Thomas. I am adopting that idea. I mentioned it when I started. I love that thought. It's really great. And I would love to make a donation, take that money and donate to a charity. Such a good idea. Really a feel good. And also, I think fun for everybody. So I just kind of thought $50 would be great because it is for charity. And we could do a 30-minute call. And anybody that wants to do that, you can go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com/donate and then make your donation. I will see it and I will send you a link to my schedule, my personal schedule. And then you just click a time that works for you. All right. There you go. And if it's a great way too, especially if you can't join me personally on the road trip, you can call in. Wouldn't that be fun? I think that's a great idea. Okay. Now, what I really, really wanted to focus on is the fact that I am not having any sex right now. And that bugs the shit out of me. But you know what? I think I'm feeling what everybody else is feeling. And maybe this is a good reminder. I'm always super, I guess, focused on my sex life and making it a priority and putting it on the list and making sure it gets done, or I get done, however you want to look at it. And with this move, I've completely dropped the ball. I've taken my eye off the prize, so to speak, and I'm not even masturbating. And it's been, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, like been a couple weeks. So I can see how easy it is for people who are busy, they're married, or they're in a relationship, they have families, they have work obligations, they have all this stuff. And I can understand when you feel like there's only so many hours in the day and how sex gets sort of deprioritized. I think it's okay to have it deprioritized when necessary, but let's not go too far, people. And I'm not going to go too far. And here's what I'm committing. I'm going to masturbate when I get home tonight. Maybe today, first thing. I'm just going to knock it out because I know I'm always happier when I'm coming. It is the truth. You feel better. I think I understand more why men jack off so much, or my perception is that they masturbate more than women. I think they might be generally a little more stressed than we are, which sounds kind of funny because women, I think, can be major stress balls. I think we invite more drama-based stuff, but we kind of like it. Men don't like that, and they don't like stress. And so I think this is their way of when they have the pressure of being the man of the household, and they got to work, they got to be a good husband, they got to be a good dad, a boyfriend, whatever, be the breadwinner, all this stuff, or contribute to the, you know, make sure you got a good job, you're contributing to the household. There's just a lot of pressure, I think, on men that women don't have. They have, but it's in a different way. So I think men are handling it more through masturbation than women do. We just turn to food. We'll turn to food or friends. You know, we'll get on the phone. I think men like to jack off because it's a really good stress reliever. I'm going to have to try to tap into that this week because I can tell my stress levels are only going to go up and up and up and up until I'm on the road. And then I might be stressed when I'm on the road a little bit. I might be tired. It's very driving. Boy, was it last summer? Yes, last summer I did some road trips and I wasn't even the driver. But when you're in the car for that long, it can be exhausting emotionally. I tell you, I am going to have a newfound appreciation for the driver after I drive across the country. I know it because it's very stressful to be the driver and that will be me. But I think what I'm going to do to take the edge off is masturbate. And I might even try masturbating in the car while I'm driving. I've heard stories. My friends have done it. I had a friend, you guys know Marianne, right? She used to keep this dildo that we called the Smurf. We didn't call it the Smurf. She called it the Smurf. It was blue. And she kept it in her glove box. And when she would be stuck in traffic, she would masturbate with it. I'm like, you know what? Why not? I'm in an SUV. So really the only people that can see me are the truck drivers and they drive all the time. So maybe they deserve a little treat once in a while. I don't care. I'll never see him again. Who cares? But I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to, again, pull myself out of this little slump here because 2 weeks turns into 3 weeks, turns into 4 weeks, and on it goes. It's a slippery slope, people, and I don't want to be on it. I can feel myself going that direction, and I'm already prone to that, as we know. That's what started this whole thing. 3.5 years of no sex. My gosh. Don't want to go there again. And it's so easy to end up in that spot. So I'm vowing right now to everybody listening and to myself, most importantly, that I'm going to continue as best I can to keep that sexual energy surging in me and going and just stay sexy minded. It really is little things like that that put you in that zone. People do ask me a lot, you know, how do you stay so sexual all the time? I guess I'm, because again, I make an effort at it with everything that you do. If you don't put effort and energy into it, it won't get done. So you won't get done if you're not putting some emphasis on it and making it, you know, a priority in your day, or knowing that it's important and making it happen. We manage to get up, get out of bed, brush our teeth, brush our hair, put our clothes on, you know, perform every day. So this is kind of like one of those things you put on your list to do. However, it's much more enjoyable and it puts you in a great mood. Such a great mood. So much better than when I'm not. It really, really does. So I'm going to take a page out of the male masturbation manual and masturbate like a man. How about that? Ooh, there we go. There's a title. Masturbate like a man. Yes, I love it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling my masculine energy, my masculine sexiness mixed with my female, of course, because I am very feminine. But I think sometimes you got to tap into that opposite sex energy that you have when you need it. It's there for a reason. And in this case, keeping my masturbation a priority, if I think I can do that better with my male, tap into that male side of me. Since I don't have somebody I can consistently right now have access to while everybody's busy and I'm super busy. It's more me being busy, obviously. I could make time to do it more. But right now, I just feel so stressed and so overwhelmed that I'm choosing to take things off my list that really I do need. So I'm going to remind myself of that. This podcast is to remind myself of that. And this podcast hopefully is to remind others that haven't been making their sex life, any kind of sexy time, connecting with their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, even hookups, even regular hookups. If you've taken this off the list and you've downgraded it, or you're not even, you know, not even touching yourself. That's like the worst. If you're not even touching yourself, oh my gosh. Now we have gone off the rails. So let's not do that, people. Let's turn this around. I'm putting a stop to it later on today. Faux show. All right. I think that's all I got today, guys. I will keep you posted on my road trip. It starts next Tuesday. Oh my gosh. Everybody wish me luck. And I'd love to hear from you. Like I said, any good road trip advice. If you take a look at the map and you see, you know, there's a good stop, a good place to stay, or pitfalls to avoid. How about that? Like when you go through this area, lock your doors or whatever it is, because I tend to be undercautious. It's awful. Like I'm literally the least cautious when it comes to expecting anything bad to happen. So, or bad people or anything. I'm just like I said, there's a pro and a con to Layla Land. Layla Land is that everything's doable. We can make it happen. Everybody's got good intentions. It'll all work out. It always works out. It'll be fine. It's mostly a positive outlook, but sometimes you need a healthy amount of awareness and skepticism if you want to stay safe. So, any and all advice while I prepare for my road trip will be so, so much appreciated. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Stay safe. Love you. Mwah. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.